The Lord be with you.
With your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, Lord.
In the course of his teaching, Jesus said, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows and, as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." He sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in a large sum. A poor widow also came and put in two small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, the poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury. For they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. What God considers important is usually vastly different from what the world considers important. His standard or measurement is not the same as the world's. The world loves big gestures that capture everyone's attention and bring focus onto the person doing the action. God is moved rather by the little things done with great love. Our intention to love is far more important really than anything else that we can do. Maybe our love isn't always perfect. That's okay. We got our entire lives to work on it and purify that love and that charity. But the intention to love is important. The widow in the gospel today, who gave a couple of cents, her whole livelihood, her intention to love was great. She is the model that we have to follow. No matter what we do, as long as we're giving with our whole heart, doing everything we can, it's enough. The world may shout us down and say, "Oh no, you're not doing everything you can possibly do to right all the wrongs in the world," but God sees your heart. God knows what you're putting forth. God knows everything else you have going on in your life. So don't worry about the world and what they tell us is important and good and right and just. Listen to God, because he cares about your heart, your intention to love, just like the widow today.